Yes, it is, and thank you for joining me. And there is a fabulous bottle store at the Lifestyle Centre. It's Tops at Spa, and that's where you'll get all the best wines. And with me at the moment, liquor specialist. It's quite a title, that is Eamon Dowling. Hello, mate.
How's it, Dave? How are you?
I'm going to translate. I'm going to translate as you speak. I love that Irish accent, man. I love it. Where are you from?
Actually, Dublin, Dave.
Dublin,
the north side, yeah.
And you've been here quite a while, haven't you now?
Over 30 years, Dave.
30 years.
I can't even say 30 properly.
30 years.
Don't mind the next piece after 33.
All right, I love it. And with you is Warren Ellis. Okay, Warren is in Stellenbosch, okay, and it's a beautiful part of the world. And we welcome you to Bolito in KwaZulu-Natal, Warren.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for joining us. Tell us more about you and what you do and Neil Ellis, your dad.
So, Neil started the business back in 84. Back then, when he started out, at KWV. From there, he moved on to Groot Constantia, helped start up the estate called Zevenwacht. And then in 84, he decided he wants to do something of his own. So he's a little bit of not only a cab specialist, but we like to think we specialize in growing areas or regions. So his whole philosophy is you can't grow the best of everything all on one estate. And also because we didn't at that stage didn't own any property, he went out to find the best areas to suit certain varieties best. So today our main focus in areas like Elgin is Chardonnay, Darling, we do a bit of Syrah and Sauvignon Blanc, and then of course in Stellenbosch it's all Cabernet.
What a beautiful part of the world, isn't it? It really is.
No, it is. It is. The mountains, the vineyards.
The houses, just everything. It's like living in paradise. So the closest I've ever been to a wine farm and find out how everything works, even down to the wine being bottled. Friends of mine own a wine estate called Val de Chiron. I don't know if you know that, in Wellington.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Good friends of mine. Yeah. And I was amazed to see how the whole system works throughout the different parts of the year.
Yeah.
Is it complicated?
Well, complicated. I don't think it's... Well, I think... I'm probably the wrong person to ask if it's complicated because I studied it.
Oh, okay.
And I grew up with it. So, it's almost second nature. It's like getting on a bicycle.
Oh, really? What is your role then within the business, Warren?
So, my main role is winemaking, but I also have vineyard responsibilities, making sure all our producers, stick to specifications that we give in the vineyard and quality control.
See, I'm pretty boring. You probably say I'm boring because I'm a dry red Pinotage man. Could I be convinced to drink anything else, do you think?
I think so, Dave. Yeah, there's so much good wines out there, and I'm sure Warren, what we're tasting today now is the Stellenbosch Cabernet from Neil's farm, and it's a 2020 vintage. So we have poured a little glass here, a little tasting
I so want to drink wine.
I know, but...
You know, I'm on the radio.
You, but I'm sure Neil will give it a little
not
bit
on
of
the radio.
Yeah. I'm being a respectable citizen and not drinking and driving. But my wine o'clock is 6 o'clock, so I'm going to wait and I'm going to try some of that when I get home, if that's cool.
That's perfect.
Are you on a diet?
No, no, I just used to be a hooligan, Warren, and drink way too much. So my wine o'clock is 6 o'clock. All right. So do you guys want to have a taste and then you can tell me what's going on here? I haven't a clue. It's the whole... Oh, they're not going to spit it out because we've got no bucket in here.
No, so definitely.
All right.
I'll never spit.
Yeah, don't waste it. All right. So the gents are smelling it and swilling it around a little bit. And this is from your farm, Warren?
Well, not exactly from our farm. So our Stellenbosch Cabernet, this is from different areas in Stellenbosch. On the label, we actually have a AR code. Takes you to a whole Stellenbosch map explaining each ward. Now, wards is within a region. That's the smallest, beside a state, smallest area. And each area has differences. So,
Modern technology.
Yeah. Yes, and it'll on that. It's a very interactive map. On it, you'll find what the terroir is like,
okay,
climate, everything, and then also what you'll find in each area linked to the wine, whether it's the flavor profile, texture, mouthfeel, all of that.
All right. What are we going to rate it out of 10 then, gentlemen?
No, I'm not allowed to.
Of course you are. It's obviously going to be
my own wine.
It's obviously going to be a 10, yeah, isn't it? I mean, come on. It
needs to be a 10.
Come on, Eamon, stick your neck out here.
What do you think? Yeah, I'd easily give it a 10.
Really?
But it's a wine. It's a 2020. It's drinking nicely now. It's got nice soft tannins in it. Yep. And I reckon, Warren, another 5, maybe even go push it a bit more. 10 years.
10 years. Wow. Yeah, well, we've got currently... our normal Stellenbosch, well, not supposed to say normal Stellenbosch, but our Stellenbosch cab. We have in Cape Town, we have a couple of restaurants that buys vintages from 98 all the way to 2000 on this one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can it be drunk with any kind of foods? I think that's a load of old nonsense, to be honest with you. If I want red wine with anything, then I'll drink it. I mean, you don't have to drink a white wine with a certain do you?
Fish pasta.
Is it good though with a meal?
Depends on everybody's taste. Personal taste.
It's definitely personal taste, which, I've got a friend, he only drinks Cabernet.
Exactly. With everything.
With everything. Whether it's fish.
Bowl of cornflakes. You know.
But I don't think he eats porridge. I also don't think he eats vegetables. But anyways.
All right, gentlemen, listen, it's been lovely, man. Thank you. You can stay and finish the bottle if you like. You know.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Absolutely. Oh, you've got a competition to tell us about. Okay. All right. Eamon, what is it? What are we doing? What are we giving away?
Dave, we've been running a competition for the last couple of weeks, a good few weeks it's been running, for an exclusive liquor cabinet in store.
Nice.
Valued at 25,000.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, no liquor involved in the cabinet. That was just the cabinet.
Wow.
So I brought all the entries with me here now today, and I'm just wondering.
Do you want to do a draw now?
We have to do the
draw.
For
a winner,
For a winner, yes.
All right, should we let Warren do it?
Yeah, that'd be perfect. We can do that.
Close your eyes, Warren. Here we go. So all the entry for it's thousands of them. Okay, so we obviously so we're just going to phone the winner, or you are anyway, and tell them that
we'll phone.
Great.
If I can get Warren to pull another one there in case you don't get through on the number.
Shame.
And then with that,
I think the winner is Warren Ellis.
And the second one is Dave Caselli. Isn't that strange?
All right.
Who's the winner, Warren?
So the winner is Nikki Cooper.
All right.
Oh, very good.
Hope she's a Belito lass.
Yes, that'd be nice.
And she might be listening right now, actually. So, Nikki Cooper, we will be in touch, or in fact, Eamon will, within the next half an hour. He'll give you a call.
Definitely. And Dave, before we go, competition number two, we've got a stunning Campmaster Roadmaster 500 trailer in store.
My goodness.
With alcohol, total value combined, trailer and alcohol, 30,000 rand.
30,000, otherwise known as 30,000.
Now I said it. All you have to do, purchase any value in store to the value of 350 rand. Write your name and phone number on the back of your tail slip, same as the previous competition.
Easy.
Place it in the entry box behind the tails.
When's the draw going to be?
The draw for this now, this competition has started already from the 4th of October and runs through till the 17th of November.
Great stuff. Thank you, gentlemen. Enjoy your stay, Warren.
Thanks, Dave.
KZN.
Thanks,
Dave. I'm hugely jealous about where you live. And Eamon, thank you so much. We'll be in touch very soon.
Pleasure meeting you.
Thank you, Jim.